Today we celebrate the joyous occasion of the Last Supper, or the Mass of the Lord's Supper. We hear about in our Gospel passage how Jesus, at the Last Supper, was there with his disciples for the Passover meal. Now we might recall the Passover meal was something that the Jewish people would celebrate to commemorate how, when they were slaves in Egypt, God set them free. That the last of the 10 plagues was the angel of death, and that they would have to have a special meal where the lamb is put to death, and they would put the blood of the lamb on the doorpost and the lintel, and they would have, when the angel of death would come by, he would see that blood of the lamb and pass over that house without killing anyone. Meanwhile, those inside are called to eat the whole meal, to eat the lamb of sacrifice. Jesus is celebrating the Passover feast with his disciples, but he's going to transform it into the new Passover. The original Passover with Moses was for freedom from slavery to the Egyptians, but this new Passover establishes a new covenant in which we are set free from slavery to Satan and sin. Our Lord is establishing for us this new celebration, taking the original Passover and changing it, altering it into the new Passover, into a new covenant. And just as in the old covenant they had their priests, so in the new covenant there's a new priesthood. And so we're celebrating not only this new Passover, which is the Mass, but we're also celebrating the institution of the priesthood. Moses, when he was going to establish the Levitical priesthood, he would, as part of the ceremony, wash the feet of the Levites so that they would be prepared for service at the altar. Jesus, likewise, in our Gospel passage, is washing the feet of his apostles because they are to be the new priests, the new bishops in this new covenant, this new Passover. We need to have bishops and priests to be configured to Christ in order to be Christ for us, to celebrate this Passover. We need it in order for them to be able to give us the Eucharist, which is Jesus himself. We heard about the Passover in our first reading. We heard about the Eucharist from St. Paul in our second reading, where he shares with us what was handed on to him, that Jesus took the bread, and he said, "This is my body." He didn't mean this represents, or this is a sign, or this is a symbol. He actually meant, in a real way, his body. But wherever his body is, so is his soul, divinity, as well. And so, his blood is there too. And he consecrates the cup of blessing. From the old Passover becomes the new chalice of his precious blood. He consecrates that and saying, "This is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new covenant." Jesus is establishing the Mass. He's establishing this new agreement with a new priesthood. At the same time, we know that the washing of the feet is also a sign of service. Up until recently, when we would have the washing of the feet on Holy Thursday, it would have this dual symbolism of the ordination as well as the service. Pope Francis decided that we are going to shift the symbolism, though, and change it so that it's no longer showing us the priesthood, but instead strictly for the act of service. And so along with that, at one point in time, it was traditional to have 12 people up there to represent the 12 apostles. But in order to make it more clear that we are no longer using this symbol to also represent the institution of the priesthood, now that we're allowed to have women also have their feet washed, we are not going to have 12, but today we are going to have 7 people have their feet washed. Because this is purely a sign of service, of goodwill, of charity. When Jesus goes to wash Peter's feet, he refuses at first, confused and unsure about what's going on. Jesus is trying to have him enter into this new priesthood, but also for the sake of his humility, that Jesus be allowed to serve him, as we are all called to serve one another, and we are all called to help one another, to grow in our journey of faith, to grow in our relationship with the Lord. And so, shortly after the homily, we will have the ceremony of the washing of feet, and servers will take chairs from near the confessionals and bring them up, 7 chairs for 7 people. And we'll have the washing of the feet, a sign of service, a sign of love, a sign of how Jesus is at our service and how the new priesthood is at our service in order to help sanctify us, in order to help us be made pure and clean and holy for our relationship with the Lord. So brothers and sisters in Christ, let us take a brief moment to reflect upon the great gift that God has given us, not only in the Eucharist, but also in the priesthood, as we prepare to encounter our Lord Jesus Christ in the Most Holy Eucharist.